Isn't it cool that in the midst of rural New Hampshire, in a little farm with a bunch of cows, there's people from Washington, California, South Africa, Portugal, Scotland, Maine. I mean, whoa, right? We know that, you know, conference center down in Boston somewhere, just a little farm. What a great place. So great to be here this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve alongside you guys. It is our privilege. We count it as a privilege to be part of what God is doing. It's because of generous hearts that we're able to be here this morning to share with you and work alongside you. Thank you for those of you that have been praying. I know there's a prayer team going on, praying for us, prophesying, texting, sending words to us, launching, helping us launch U-Storm. So many of you guys went out there and helped us launch U-Storm. Thank you for all that you're doing. I mean, there's so much we could talk about. We have 4 graduates here from U-Storm internship. There's a second U-Storm internship starting in January, and there's 6 names already on the list that we want to work with, helping people find their purpose in God and find their calling. The Lord is doing beautiful things in their lives. Very exciting. Continue to pray for U-Storm. Who's been praying for U-Storm? Anybody been praying for U-Storm? God bless you. Who's prayed for U-Storm here before? Anybody praying for U-Storm? Anybody? There we go. God bless you. Anybody in the middle praying for U-Storm right here? There we go. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Listen, really quick, I didn't do this in the first service, but as you're praying for U-Storm, we have this vision to expand. We're very entrepreneurial people, and we're doing a little business already that somebody funded, and we're taking antiques and reselling them, taking the money, putting back into the account, paying the U-Storm van, paying insurances, trying to survive, do all that stuff. And right now, we have a vision to expand the U-Storm ministry to a lot bigger. And guess what? The building or the unit right next to our church just became available after 22 years of the same guy being there. The landlord, like a year ago, I said, "Hey, Mike, what about next door?" He goes, "Oh, he's never going anywhere. He's been there for 22 years. His business is expanded. He's not moving." And I said to Mike, "Well, I'm praying that he expands so big and he's a bigger place." And he goes, "Oh, that's a different way of looking at it." Yeah. Anyway, it's available, okay? So here's a prayer you need to pray for us. Lord, keep away anyone and everybody that would rent that place because we want it. It costs $2,500 a month. We got to figure out a way to get it because we want to turn that place into a suicide center. We have a lot of problems with suicide in California. We want to turn part of that place into a little workshop to take old furniture, restore it. And then one area, we're going to do like a rental center for photographers, photo shoots, weddings. We have a car, a convertible that's being painted right now. We're going to rent to raise money for U-Storm for weddings and things like that. So there's a whole little business plan. We need the space. Please pray and pray that God will help us take on the place and just move on with it. Last week, I called the landlord. I've rented from Mike for, I don't know, 10, 11 years. And I said, "Mike, listen, I want the place, but I don't have any money." And he goes like, "Well, how does that work?" I'm like, "Listen, I've given you a lot of money over the years. Here's what we do. You let me go in there, and I'll give you, U-Storm will give you like a tax deductible, whatever." He goes like, "Ah, I need some money. I don't know about that, you know." So it's in the process. Pray with us. We believe in God to provide, and we believe in God to make a way for us to take not 6 young people, but 60. You know what I'm saying? We want to turn a generation, and I'm so inspired to what the Fosters have done over the years. They took Josiah's and all these other great people and turned them into men and women of God, and I'm like, "God, we want this. We want this," you know? So pray with us as we continue to go. Amen? Amen and amen. Hallelujah. As you study the word of the Lord, and we all lovers of God's word here this morning, as you study the word of the Lord, you realize that if you do a little survey through scripture, you realize quickly that God is always right and on time. God is always right and on time. As you study scripture, you realize that God does all things well. God has never one day woke up in the morning, did something and went, "Oops. That didn't really work well. Let's try another time, another season with the different people." Everything God does is well done. It's very well done. It's divinely done. And God made you and me for such a time as this. And we are well done, well made, we are prepared for such a time as this, and there's a lot of great things that God wants to cause us to enter into. But listen to this. God's timing, there's a lot of chatter about God's timing, right? God's timing is impeccable, but His methodology is unpredictable. God's timing is impeccable, but His methodology is unpredictable. Just when you thought you had God figured out, you got your vision, you got your prophetic word, you got all your things going, and you got all your prayer, and you got all your lists going, and you know all that's going down, just when you're about to get comfortable, God throws you a curveball and shows you something you've never seen before. He causes you to be in a vulnerable place, in a vulnerable spot that sometimes is honestly scary. And it's like, I don't know about this, God, right? It is very unpredictable. It cannot be put into a box of methods that work for everybody. He's unpredictable. He loves to create. He loves to do new things. He loves to stun people. From the beginning of creation, He started creating color people, beautiful things. All the way through the Old Testament, He did like crazy stuff. Fire from heaven, cut the waters open, all kinds of craziness. All the way to the New Testament, you know. I mean, we see things, you know, Jesus calling a man from the dead, that his insides were separated from his body. His organs were in one jar. His name was Lazarus, and then his blood was in another jar, and Jesus like, hey, let me do something you've never seen before. And you know, so God loves to do that. He loves to do things that are new, that are unconventional, that are not normal. He loves to do that. You remember the encounter with Peter in Matthew 17:27, when Jesus comes up to Peter and says, Peter, I want you to go to the lake, Galilee waters, right? Peter was one of the sons of Zebedee. They were like the pros of fishing. They knew, nobody knew those waters like they did. They knew how to fish. They knew what time to go out. They knew when not to go. They knew the winds. They knew who to talk to. They know what boats to use. There was no one that could teach them how to handle that place and how to fish. But Jesus comes up to him and says, Peter, I would like you to consider putting everything that you know aside for a moment and to do something a little crazy. It says in Matthew that Peter, go to the lake, throw a line or your line, take the first fish that you catch, open its mouth, and there you will find money. I'm not preaching about money today, but there you will find money. Take that money, take the coin, the drachma coin, and go to town, pay your taxes, and pay my taxes. Isn't that cool that Jesus paid taxes? You guys are not excited about that part, but yeah. Jesus paid taxes. So Jesus said, Peter, I want you to do something unconventional that you're not used to. Peter is the guy that is entrepreneurial, is the business guy. He's running a company. He's running a family business. They've been catching fish for a long time, and they have never yet seen one fish with money in its mouth. And Jesus said, Peter, would you for a moment put down all that you know, all your capacity, all your wisdom, all that you have learned, and just obey me and do something that I want you to do so you can see something you've never seen before? Put down all your knowledge, Peter, for a moment. Put down all your personal ability, all the places of safety and security that you know. Put it all down for a moment and let me show you something you have never seen before. I can picture Peter going somewhere in by the water where there's nobody, behind some tree or some rock, because I mean, if somebody walks by and it's like, hey, Peter, what are you doing? You Peter, man, you don't do a line, you do loads. You the man. You know this place. No. Just, Peter, just go somewhere, throw a line, and do this one thing, a place of humbleness. Drop all your ability, all your capacity, all your knowledge for one moment, and just throw a line. It seemed like a very little thing to do from a guy or to a guy that does, you know, big stuff. This has to be, I think, it has to rank as one of the craziest commands in Scripture. When Jesus asked a guy that knows what he's doing to do something like, are you kidding me? Seriously? Jesus? Yeah. Yeah, forget everything you know. Throw a line. That's just too easy. That's not how it works, Jesus. We got like stuff going on here that we've done before. No. Just do this one thing. Peter must have said, are you joking, Jesus? What's the deal here? Are you trying to like embarrass me or something? But here's the deal. I mean, after all, the man was a professional. He knew what he was doing. Nobody knew it better than him. He had caught thousands of fish, but none with coins in their mouth, right? What are the chances, right? God loves to do miracles in different creative ways that go beyond our expectations, our knowledge, and our reasoning of calculation. We pray with a lot of calculated thoughts. We pray advising God, Lord, if only my daughter does this, if only my son graduates from that, if only the house sells, if only that my husband would do this, if only the guy I'm about to marry would change, if only this would happen, if only the ministry would recognize my God. And we pray with a very calculated mindset, hoping that if these things that we foresee falling into place do happen, then we're going to be in this great place. Well, Jesus just challenged Peter to the core of his heart and he said, drop everything you know, Peter. Drop all that you know, all that you are able to control, all that makes you comfortable. Drop it all down and throw a line, Peter. Throw a line. So Peter goes and throws a line and God shows him something so creative and so beautiful that went beyond Peter's expectations and beyond everyone's expectations. Can you picture Peter going to town with the money once he dropped the fish? He goes into the office and he goes, guys, you know what just happened? I was out there and I, you know, and go, what? You, Peter, you guys hold boatloads of this stuff. You guys have a business going on. He had to come down to a place of such humbleness and such denial of what he knew, put it all away and come and tell, see God do something you've never seen before and then go testify about it. What a place. It's even humbling to testify about that because it's a thing God did because I don't do that. I do big stuff, you know. God will not be reduced to a formula. So God is constantly surprising us and showing us something we've never seen before. I think we're entering a season right now where we're about to see, some of you are about to see things you've never seen before. And God is going to ask you to do things that you've never done before. And God's going to mess with your confidence a little bit. And just about when you thought you had God all figured out, he throws you a curveball and surprises you. He loves to surprise. He loves to do things that we least expect. But man, when it comes to fishing, you got to be kidding me. It's like telling Tom Brady how to throw the ball. Don't do it this way. Do it. What? No, come on. You got, the man knows what he's doing with his eyes closed. You know, he's the best, you know. No. Do it this way. What? I know this. This is my field. I know what to do here. So Peter gets challenged to the core to just stop doing what he always did and do something new, unconventional, that was uncomfortable and a little humbling, to be honest. Now listen, here's the core of the message. The area of our greatest proficiency is precisely where we think we need God the least, but it's actually where we need Him the most. The area of our greatest proficiency is precisely where we think we need God the least, but it is actually where we need Him the most. Amen? Listen, Jesus could have just provided for that miracle in a conventional way where somebody would show up and say, here's some money, Peter, just go pay the taxes. But that would have no awesomeness, would have no impact like this did. Jesus brings a guy that knows a lot down to a place of humility, a place of humbleness, a place of obedience. And then he says, all you got to do is trust what I'm telling you and not what you know. Cannot trust what you know, trust what I'm telling you. What a humble place to be, right? But if it had been done in a different way, it wouldn't be as awesome and as effective as it was for Peter and for the people around him. So I'm not sure what is crazier. A donkey in the Old Testament that talks, a fish that spits money out of its mouth in the New Testament, or a church in Windham, New Hampshire with cows, bingo, and sheep. Talk about unconventional, right? Talk about unconventional. It sounds absurd to some people, But God is actually doing something beautiful. It's not an anomaly. It's a divine plan. It's a God thing. It's unconventional. It surprises a lot of people. But God is about to show us something that we've never seen before. So the message this morning is embrace unconventional. Take unconventional. Take what is not comfortable for you. Take what you don't think it should be done that way. Well, take it. Do something and watch what Jesus can do and what he can show you. He will stun you in ways, in miraculous ways you have never seen before. Expect the unexpected, basically. We're entering a season, I believe, where the King of Glory is going to break the mold. And you were like, man, it's taken me like years to build this thing. You know, I got the mold right now. I got it right. You like the Israelites, you know, when they pitched the tabernacle down and everything's like, well, this time I got my tent right next to the tabernacle. My kids can walk right there. It's close. The animals are in place. Everything's good, you know. I finally got it this time. And God says, no, the glory cloud's moving. You need to move. Stop being comfortable. And it's like, again, God? I thought I had the mold, and God's about to break the mold. That's the word for this morning, right? So I pray that the Holy Spirit would begin to bring a revolution to your expectations, and that you would begin to par with Scripture rather than the knowledge that you have, and that you'd get so into what God is doing, the unconventional. Listen, with time, talking of experience, with time, two things can happen when you walk with the Lord for a long time. One is, your theology or what you know about God will begin to conform to your reality, and your expectations go lower and lower and lower, and it becomes hard to trust God for some things. The opposite, though, is your reality has to conform to your theology, and your expectations begin to rise and rise and rise. And you get to a place that you start believing God for things such as getting money out of a fish's mouth, a donkey talking to you, and a church that does bingo, loves on people, build fences. And in the midst of all this, God is healing the hearts of people. God is doing something beautiful. God is getting ready to pour out his glory in ways in the earth that we've never seen before. We are in such a beautiful moment, people. We are better than the 120 in the upper room. We're about to see something come down from heaven. Heaven is about to kiss the earth in ways we've never seen before. Nobody wrote about. Nobody's going to stand up and say, I wrote this in my book 10 years ago. I prophesied this. No. It's so beautiful. It's so unconventional. It's so fresh. It's so exciting. And God is preparing us in unconventional ways, causing us, charging us to do things that are outside of our comfort zone. Things that we go like, well, that's not the way you do it. Peter could have just told Jesus, okay, I love you and everything. You got blah, blah. But listen, that's not how you do fishing. That's not, I know this place. I know how the people think. I know where the fish go. I know the currents. I know the winds. And Jesus goes, Peter, here's what I'm asking you, Peter. Put it all down. Put your notes down. Put your knowledge down. Put your confidence down for a moment and just do what I'm asking you, because I'm about to display things to you that you have never seen before. Oh, Peter, what I'm about to do and show you, it's going to rock your world, brother. You're never going to be the same again when you see this. Watch and wait. Get ready to receive from God in unconventional ways. Join unconventional projects. There's going to be things offered to you that are unconventional, outside of your comfort zone. And the Lord is saying to you this morning, join those projects. Just join. Well, that's not my thing. I don't really do that. It's okay. Here's what Jesus told Peter. Throw a line. Well, all I can do is just hold the line. That's fine. Just hold the line. Because you're going to be on the front row to see something and witness something that you haven't seen before. It's a beautiful time. So I'll close with this. As you pray for us, we pray for you on a weekly basis at our prayer furnace. And as we pray for you, we ask the Lord for direction. We hear from the Lord and we wait like a month. We pray on it. We make notes. We don't just spit out words like that. We do give words, but we wait, like we put it in quarantine, make sure, sleep on it, pray on it for a week, ask other people about it. What do you think? And then we come up with what we believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So here's what the Spirit of the Lord, or what we believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you as a community here and to the ones that are here, maybe, you know, Washington, California, Maine, it's for us, really. The Lord says He's going to turn 4 into 40. The Lord says He's going to turn 4 into 40. I don't know if it's a business deal, if it's family, if it's people. I don't know if it's a house, investments. I don't know if it, they said ministry this morning. It might. I don't know what it is. It might be churches, whatever it is. Listen, get ready to see God do that. But here's the thing. Here's what the word's about. It's going to come to you in a very unconventional way. It is not comfortable for you. You do not know that road, right? And the situation will challenge you. Will challenge you to the core. It'll even challenge you on honoring the Lord. And you're going to be like split and everything about having to honor God. And for a moment, it may look like you have to lose if you do it the unconventional way. But that's the way God is about to show you something. Because He's separating us from self-confidence. He's separating us from all our knowledge and bringing us into an all new place. There will be a challenging and a demand for you to not honor the Lord and go the conventional way so you can have control. And God is saying, no, let go of it. Go the unconventional way and watch. I'm about to do with you what I've done with Peter. Show you something you've never seen before. Do not fall for the trap of going back to the conventional so you can feel secure. You're about to witness for turning into 40, whatever that means for you, I don't know. It might be in your family, it might be business, it might be, I don't know. That's between you and the Lord. Your perception is going to be challenged, your assumptions and assessments are going to be challenged, but honor the Lord and go for the unconventional. Get involved in unconventional projects. Go for unconventional things because He's going to turn 4 into 40. Your integrity will be challenged and the Lord will remind you of this today. Pay attention, very important. Your credibility matters. Your credibility matters. Work to keep your credibility even if you have to lose. It's okay. Keep your credibility because that integrity and credibility is going to unleash God's favor in the process of turning 4 into 40. So do everything to keep your credibility. Amen? Holy Spirit, I pray that You'd cause us to be in such tune with the things that the Holy Spirit is saying and the things that Your Word requires from us to the place that iniquity will not have any dominion over us, Lord, but that we would be free and free indeed. Lord, I pray that as we all have sets of circumstances here this morning, everyone has a set of circumstances, Lord, that we're praying about. I pray that You turn to us and be gracious to us as it is Your way with those that love Your name. I pray, Lord, that You would begin to transform us to the deepest, to the core of our hearts, and that we utterly get convinced and fully persuaded of Your power and Your ability to show us things we've never seen before. Lord, we long for You. We long for Your salvation. We will not save ourselves. We long for Your salvation, O Lord, to the fulfillment of every promise of Your word. Save us to the uttermost parts of our souls, O God. Lord, we abandon the flesh today and turn to You, O Lord. Lord, I pray, make Your face shine upon Your servants in this house, Lord. Teach us Your statutes this morning, O God, as we open our hearts to You. Let Your word possess us. Let Your word possess our hearts, Lord, in an imperishable way. Let Your commandments be yes and amen, and Your testimonies be yes and amen, here today and forevermore.
Come on, let's just respond to God here. Come on, answer those, that unction in your heart, that leading in your heart. Whatever He's asking you to do, respond. Give Him your heart. Give Him your will this morning as He's been speaking. What stood out? What was He asking of you? Let's just surrender to Him today. Come on.